Hi everyone, Zach Valenti here. What you're about to listen to is the third in a series of mini-episodes we're able to produce because we hit our stretch goal on Patreon. Thank you so, so much to everyone who signed up to make a monthly contribution to the show. It's your involvement that made these mini-episodes possible. And if you haven't signed up for our Patreon yet, please consider doing so at patreon.com/wolf359radio. We'd love to keep making these through the end of the series, and we're less than $500 away from our next stretch goal, getting to produce Price and Carter's official Deep Space Survival Procedure and Protocol Manual, which is a project we'd love to do. One more time, that's patreon.com/wolf359radio. And now, enjoy the show. Mission Mishaps, Entry 3. Hephaestus Log WME 389. Day 372. This is the audio log of Communications Officer Doug Eiffel reporting to you live, friends, on Day 372. Today's adventure, the "Oh dear God, I really hope Minkowski doesn't wake up while I ransack the pantry for the last bag of real coffee" caper. Now I know what you're thinking.
Hold on, Officer Eiffel. Won't getting up at 0500 to steal coffee just mean that you'll be more tired later in the day?
Well, to you, sir, I say this. Sometimes it's not about being perky, alert, and ready to go. It's about the principle of the thing. Besides, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
The cheap, cheap discount Folgers. Frickin' command.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't your department, whoever's listening to this, but maybe you could kick it up the ladder.
Caffeine is serious business, and you guys are a business of some sort, so you should be able to...
Am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
Oh, right. She's still on her debugging spa day or whatever.
Nice doggy? Nice space doggy? On our animal-free station?
Oh, okay. You definitely weren't in the manifest, buddy. So unless you've been hiding out in the walls...
Whoa, easy, boy, easy. Before you wake everyone up, I have a feeling the mean lady who runs this place might not be super fond of you.
No reason she needs to know you and I went on the Dunkin' Donuts run, huh, boy?
Aw, you like that, don't you? Don't you?
Aw, look at your adorable little... tails. Your adorable little tails. Oh boy,
you have two tails.
Okay, this is new. Don't think I've ever seen your breed down at the pound. Has Hilbert gone really crazy, or...
Shh, come on, do me a solid and bring it down from Labrador to Yorkie, bud. What? Do you want me to, like, follow you or something?
Has Timmy fallen down a well? One I don't know about? Which I wouldn't be surprised exists on this station. Not the weirdest thing that's happened up here. Lead on, McTails. Where you wanna go, my man?
Oh.
What? Is there something behind this door?
There, there. It's in there.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk. It's in there. It's in there.
What is?
The treasure, you idiot.
Hey, don't call me an idiot. You're a dog.
Also, treasure?
What treasure?
Come on, come on, come on. Let's go, let's go, let's get it.
What is it?
Something incredible. Something amazing.
Well, if you say so. So is there supposed to be...
Ah!
Well done. Well done. You found it.
Thanks, I guess. What's the treasure?
Oh, it's pretty good. Pretty, pretty good.
I don't see anything except... Huh. So that's where my copy of the survival manual got to. Still shrink-wrapped, too.
Take heed. Whoever holds this hammer, if he be worthy, shall possess the power of Thor.
What, the book? That's not a hammer, you silly dog. Dogs? Wait, why are there two of you?
Because we have two tails, duh.
Oh, yes, that seems to about cover it. So what, I just grab the book and then I get the treasure?
But be warned, dark forces haunt these realms.
Is that why David Bowie's in the corner over there?
Nah, he just hangs out sometimes.
Oh.
He's got a party horn, he's not hurting anybody.
Oh, cool. Now, any chance I could get...
No, no, it's too late. Fly, you fool!
What is...
Hello, Officer Eiffel.
Hey, Doc. How long you been standing there?
Not long. Saw open door. What are you doing, Eiffel?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just in here with, by myself. Alone.
Indeed?
Yep. Just did a quick early morning rotation at the comms, and I'm, just heading back to grab a little more rack time.
Ah, very reasonable. What do you have in your hand there?
No, I mean, nothing. No, just a book.
Ah, yes. Price and Carter's Deep Space Survival Procedure and Protocol Manual. Would you mind if I borrowed copy, Eiffel? I am not sure where I have placed mine.
No, I found it. It's mine. It belongs to me. I think I should hold on to it. Maybe do a little light reading in bed, Doc. Plus, the commander wants us to be up on the regs, right?
That is very true.
But, another time. Yeah. Sure, Mikasa Su book. Whew.
You look tired, Officer Eiffel. Perhaps you should get some rest.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I just had some coffee, too. I should be wide awake right now. It's been a weird day.
Well, too much of anything is never a good thing. Enjoy your rest, Officer Eiffel.
Yeah.
Thanks, Doc.
Enjoy the day.
Very small dose, but potent. Good to know straw coating is effective transfer mechanism. Commander, I have chemically incentivized communications officer to bond with his manual. Siemenkovsky, you want, I solve.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written by Zach Valenti and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. Original music by Alan Rohde. Visit wolf359.fm for more information on the show.